Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Roarcast podcast with Alexia Prudencio and Lauren Porter.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for lip sync and everything that homecoming brings us. So, yeah.
I know. Just so everyone's aware, tonight at 6 o'clock in Highland Arena, we have lip sync. And then Friday, we have the gala. Mm-hmm. Big fancy event. We get to get all dressed up. Alexia has a beautiful dress. She's very nervous about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty. Just accept it. It's pretty. Just like
we'll
you.
We'll see. We'll see.
Look. Just accept it. Look. Accept the fact that you're beautiful.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. So, what else? Oh, yeah. Saturday, we have the parade in
Main Street
of St. Charles. And then Friday at 1 p.m., we have the homecoming game.
With tailgating,
which is the most important part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for those of you who like sports, probably the watching of the game is pretty important.
But yeah, for us, it's having the fun.
Yeah, it really
being
is.
Being in the student section and everything.
All right, so what are we talking about today, Alexia?
What was the name that you put to the podcast?
Growing with the anxiety of grades or something like that.
Growing anxiety of grades.
Yeah, growing anxiety of grades.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about grades, something that we all love talking about, right? It's our focus in college and high school and
yeah.
You want to start?
See, it's funny because, okay, well, I'll talk about, what if we start from when we were younger?
Okay.
So,
Story of our lives.
Well, no, it's more of like we grew up in very different academic systems because I grew up in Nebraska and you grew up in Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different experiences when it comes to grades. So I'll explain my point. So when I was in elementary school, we're going way back, I was, you know, not great at school. I couldn't read very well. I couldn't write very well. I knew my ABCs, but it took me a very long time to like understand how, like why education was so hard for me, especially at such a young age. And so when I was 8 years old, you know, I'd been having behavioral issues and academic issues. And so my mom was like, we're going to get her tested. And guess what she tested for? A learning, writing and reading disability. So once I figured that out, once I was able to like, oh, this is the reason why I'm having such hard in school, mm-hmm. I got an IEP, which is an individual education plan. So this allowed me to have extra time during tests, to have it read out loud to me, to have it like extra time on papers, that sort of stuff. And it really helped me understand like why I was having such a hard time in education, especially at such a young age, where most of the stuff we would now see as like trivial was so hard for me to fully understand. And like doing spelling tests, I thank my mother for not killing me. Cause she and I would get in fights for hours. I'd cry in the basement. I have a distinct memory of her being like, okay, how do you spell banana? And I'm like, I don't know. And just bawling my eyes out. My mom's like, we have gone over this a million times, Lauren. How do you spell banana? I'm like, I don't know. It was a lot. Luckily, we had a tutor that was able to take that strain away from me and my mother, and she was able to help me. But that's kind of my baseline for education. When it comes to grades and learning in an educational system. What about you?
For me, so I was in many schools, actually, because we moved a lot when I was a kid. But once I got to the German school, because in Bolivia we have, like, different schools from different countries. So we have, like, the German school, the American school, the French school. My dad graduated from the German school, so he, like, put us there. And I just remember the first test I failed. Since I changed schools, I was like behind on the learning process and everything they have like taught, especially in the German classes.
Yeah.
So I remember I failed. It's called like the A1 test for like German language test. And I remember I just crashed it. And then I, like, it was sixth grade, I think, and all my classes, English classes, I was also failing and everything. It was just because I never had the chance to, like, keep up with whatever I missed, my change in schools. So after that, I was always, like, trying hard to have good grades, but it was not for me during the German school. I feel like it was the system, because then I changed to the American school, where they have a more, like, liberal system, like, here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I was able to use other abilities I had, like, creating projects, because, like, in the German school, it was more, like, test-based, while in the other school was more, like, project-based and things like that. So I was able to, like, learn more the way that I needed to learn. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Something interesting.
So that goes back to one of my questions I had, which was, how do you best learn? There is multiple ways that people learn. Some people are auditory learners. Some people are visual, written, reading, writing. What type of learner do you think you are?
So I am mostly a visual and like a doer. Like, I have to, like, how to say it, like, manual.
Hands-on.
Hands-on work. So those are the ones I work the best with. Mm-hmm. But it's also something that we don't do that much when it comes to learning and, like, courses. So we focus more on, like, reading and writing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what about you?
Gotcha. Well, as I was thinking about this, I was like, oh, this is actually, I found an article from the Bay Atlantic University in Washington, D.C. And it has an article that's like showcases 8 types of learning styles. So first one is visual. Visual learners are individuals who prefer to take their information visually. So be that with graphs, maps, diagrams, charts, and other things. Auditory learners are individuals who learn better when they take information in auditorily, when it is either heard or spoken. And another ad has come on. I hate ads. Kinesthetic learning are individuals who prefer to learn by doing. So that'd be like your hands-on learning. They like to use touch with reality and or feel more connected to the education they're learning if they're doing it hands-on. Reading and writing consume information when it's best in words, whether that be by writing it down or reading it. So those are kind of the types of learning. I am personally a visual and hands-on learner, and auditory. More auditory and visual than hands-on. So when I am in a classroom and we have discussions, I understand it because I'm able to think back, be like, oh, I heard this, I remember this. Whereas when I read, it like gets lost in my brain. So recently I took a macroeconomics class. It was a lovely class. My teacher was phenomenal. But I sucked at that class. Like, I would get Fs on those tests, and that's not exaggerating. Luckily, I was able to do a lot of extra work with the teacher to allow me to get a B in that class. But that class really taught me how much of a visual and auditory learner I am, because reading it was not going through my brain. Like, I could not tell you a single thing I learned from macroeconomics, really, because it just wasn't getting through to me. And that's because of the reading and writing that was so reliant on those tests and on those projects.
Yeah, I feel like if we talk about like the system, like learning system that we have, and the educational system as a whole, it's kind of like we focus a lot on reading and writing, which is something that was common before, and like my parents is the way that they learn and the way they had to learn, because my dad is also a visual and like hands-on learner, but he was like teached in a system that didn't allow him to like explore those options. So he was of course not like the best student. He didn't have the best grades, and like myself the same in high school. Because you know, we had to focus only on memorizing whatever information we have to, instead of actually learning and like comprehending every concept.
Yeah, I definitely think my disability plays into that, because when you're told, like, when you have this disability, when you're unable to understand reading and writing, when you're in elementary school, that's where you get your base information. Mm-hmm. Like, that is where you learn so much of that information of, like, oh, how do I memorize? How do I remember things based on reading and writing and reading and writing. And when I was diagnosed, like, I was unable to read properly. I wasn't unable to write properly. And that has definitely made it so that for the longest of time, I hated reading. Do you want to know what book made me like reading?
Which one?
Twilight. Mm. I'm very, very mm-hmm. sad that that was the book that made me like reading. But it took, that was middle school until I finally liked reading.
Yeah.
And it stems basically back to, I was never good at reading and writing, and it took years and months with a tutor for me to fully understand how to read and write correctly. And now it still sucks, and my papers aren't the greatest, but, you know, it's better. I appreciate the writing more than I used to, but reading is still one of the harder things I have to do.
For me, reading, it's one of the hardest things. Especially, I feel like in the society we live to, it's like we have so many stimulus that affect our reading skills too. Like, you know, we have the environment we're in, like we have the phones, we have the computers, and now we have to have like close to us and all that stuff that, like, they can get us like behind in our readings, because it's like you cannot concentrate fully on whatever you're reading. Mm-hmm. And that's probably something that has affected me a lot, especially like with ADHD. It's kind of like those stimulus can completely unfocus you from the reading. Like, for me, something that may take someone an hour to read can take me 3 hours to read.
Mm-hmm.
And how does, like, grades come to play on this? It's kind of like we focus so much on how much we're going to get in the class, mm-hmm. instead of actually learning the concepts,
mm-hmm.
Just because we need the grades and we need to be an A-plus student, rather than maybe being, you know, a B or C student, mm-hmm. and actually learning the concepts.
Yeah.
So,
well, I remember us talking a couple weeks back when you were taking a test,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember if it was the numbers that were off or the letters were off.
Yeah, it was an online test, and it has like you know, A, B, C, D,
mm-hmm.
written before the answer options, but since it was on Canva, it kind of like mixes the answers, like the answer options. So, like, it wouldn't display ABC, it would display whatever, like DCA or any variations of those letters. So that was very confusing. Like, I couldn't do the test at all because I was focusing on why the letters were not placed correctly, which is stupid, but like at the same time, it affects you.
Yeah. And the way, like, we're so conditioned to come to a test and it be like ABCD.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it's off, you're like, wait, this what? Is. What's happening? What's happening? And even the smallest changes still affects it. And I know, like, when I was taking macroeconomics, my biggest concern was my grades. It was not even close to what I was learning, because I was so focused on, oh my gosh, if I get a C in this class, my GPA will go down. If my GPA go down, then I will not have a 3.5. If I don't have a 3.5, then I can't take 18 credits. Then I can't graduate on time. And then I'll become homeless and on the streets.
Yeah.
And that's what so many college students are going through. Granted, I go to the most extreme. Like, everything in my life will lead to me becoming homeless on the streets. Is that
the Mighty Queen?
Is that happening? No. I have people and I have options in which I don't have to live on the streets. But in my brain, when I have to take tests, I'm like, if I don't do well on this test, I'm living on the streets.
Yeah. And it's like so interesting how, let's say that, interesting how the like the educational system is built, mm-hmm. in how, like, you know, people tell us, oh, grades don't matter that much, but they actually do. Like, mm-hmm. Like, if I knew how much grades would mean to getting into colleges, then I would of course try harder in high school, and that's why I'm trying so hard in college to have like a 3.9 GPA, because I want to get into grad school. And they say, oh, yeah, grades don't matter, but they do. Like, they definitely set your kind of, like, future in a way, especially when it comes to, like, other educational or, like, careers you want to pursue. So
I definitely think when, you know, I talked to my mom about this because at no point has she ever been asked what her GPA was in college. Mm-hmm. Like, that has not mattered. But here's the thing. Our grades affect our financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
Our grades affect how many credits we can take. Both of those affect our whole education system. So even though it doesn't matter in the real world, like me getting a job at, let's say, Shakespeare and Company, they're not going to be like, oh, Lauren, you have a 3.5.
You got a C on my girl.
You got a C, and I got a.
You got a B. I know.
I got a B in macro. I'm very proud of that. I did a lot of extra work, but they're not gonna be like, "Oh, you got that." But Lindenwood looks at that and says, "Your GPA went down. I'm cutting your financial aid." And then you're like, "Oh my gosh, I have no money because I have no money."
Well, when it comes like the same like just applying to college, like you have to submit your SATs. Scores or like ACTs, right?
So colleges are no longer doing that though.
Yeah, I mean, they're still like the prestigious schools. Mm-hmm. They were usually like you have to submit that, but like now it's kind of like that's changing. Like Lindenwood doesn't require you to submit those scores because at the same time it's like why just reading and writing skill should not let you go to a dream school or like people have different abilities, social abilities that may help you in like your college career, and that doesn't mean that only your grades should count towards like your success in life.
No, it's hard when it comes to just grades, and luckily at least from different universities I've seen the trend of just being like, okay, we have to take these tests, but we're not basing your acceptance into the university. We are basing it on financial aid, but we're not basing it on acceptance, which is still, it's better than nothing, but it's still putting people who don't take tests well behind those who do, which often goes back to like classism. Like I went to a public school called Lincoln East High School. Most of my classmates were amazing at reading and writing. Like, I had a 3.5 GPA. I was at the bottom half of my class. There was at least 800 of us. That's how much of, like, the types of people were at my at my school. And they all did so good at the SATs. But we also were in a very privileged area. Whereas my other high school called Lincoln High, they were less,
they had less resources.
Yeah, less resources. They didn't do as well for test scores. And that directly affects, like, where they're from. Like, even though we are, like, 6 miles away from each other, there's such a difference in class, and there's such a difference in the education that they're receiving.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, in my country, we have private schools, like, I went to a private school, like the American school is a private school. I mean, of course, if you have the resources, you're wanting to go to a private school because they have more resources for you to go to the U.S., for example. Most of my classmates, they are here in the U.S. or like in Europe, or they literally can go wherever they want because they have the financial stability to do so. But a lot of like public schools, they probably don't even know what an SAT is. Or like that they could actually have the opportunity to come to the US and study or like go out of the country. So that's definitely something that like how the system is built and how not everybody has the same resources, even though they could be as smart in like quotations as other people, they just don't have the resources to like go to schools abroad or just like have the opportunity to take an SAT, which costs like what, $200?
Yeah,
that for even here is a lot of money for like Bolivian people. That's like a lot of money. That's something you earn in a month.
Yeah,
as yeah, minimum wage. So
yeah, it's definitely interesting because, so I went to Massachusetts this summer, okay? And in Nebraska, private school, well, at least let me just say, in Lincoln, Nebraska, private school is very different than I feel like other private schools are. Yeah. Because we have a private school called Pius University, or not Pius High School. Mm-hmm. And they are a private school, but their education isn't very much different than ours, except it has a religious aspect to it. Mm-hmm. Like, there are high schools that are really good. So that is Lincoln Southwest, Lincoln East, and Lincoln Southeast. And then we have the crappy schools, which is Lincoln Northeast, North Star, and Lincoln High, which is basically we have upper class / middle class and then lower class, those three high schools. So when I went to Massachusetts, I learned how much, like, parents want their kids to go to private school. And that was never really a thing in Lincoln, but one of my friends who did an internship with me, she went to a boarding school, high school and middle school. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, the public education just wasn't good enough for me to ever go to a college that, you know, was worth it. So I had to go private. And they pay a lot for private school. I don't know how much your parents paid for private school, but my friend was like, yeah. $30,000.
It costs, like, damn. It costs like college, actually.
So very similar, which is insane to me because you're basically paying for college from high school, mm-hmm. middle school, and like she left, like she didn't live at home during her high school years, and I'm like, you just like didn't live at home, and like I knew that was a thing from like TV shows, because like that's a thing on like Gilmore Girls where Logan goes to private school since he was like born, but I never met someone who did that.
Just Lauren is wearing a Gilmore Girls shirt right now, so.
I am obsessed with Gilmore Girls. This shirt was $9.99. Was it worth it? Absolutely.
Yeah, but like I feel like when it comes to grades, like what students play in this like educational system, and how, like as you were explaining, people had to like go to boarding schools if they have the resources to pay for those, but they still do that stuff because we're still in a system that makes grade to count. Mm-hmm. So that's something like what can we change within our like student population so our like you know like value, because I feel like sometimes I value myself as how good my grades are.
Mm-hmm.
So like how can we like encourage our students and like our peers to just, you know, like find value in other things that you have and other potentials that you have, that it's not only grades. Yeah.
I think what's really helped me, and I'm still obsessed with my grades just because of the time, but I just think it's important because you know, it does affect our financial aid. It mm-hmm. does affect this, but it's also not worth pulling a ton of all-nighters.
Yeah.
Because I did that. Like, I didn't think I would pull as many all-nighters as I have. And it's not healthy. Like, I slept for 16 hours because my body was just so tired of all-nighters. But I was so obsessed, and I still am, with making sure that my grade point average doesn't go below. And I feel like it's so hard for people to get over that and to change our mindsets, because it's a system that really doesn't allow us to change mm-hmm. our mindsets.
Yeah.
It's not like we can be like, oh, grades don't matter, because if we do that, then we could have a potential to not get the same financial aid as we did before. Or
even like I have a friend that he was trying to transfer schools, and they told him that he should start his career again because he had like his grades were so low that he was not allowed to transfer just because of that, you know, like, so grades, yeah, they say like they don't matter, but they do when, you know, when it comes to like changing schools or like financial aid or going to grad school mm-hmm. And getting financial aid for that. So it's like a whole circle of just like I have to have good grades to pursue the things that I want to pursue. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, what is the value of just having good grades? If, you know, like I take 24 credits. Sometimes I always talk about that with you guys. Like, sometimes I don't learn that much because I have to still have A's and like, mm-hmm. you know, have at least one B in on the class, but all of the other classes have to be on like A's. Mm-hmm. That sometimes I just like try to have the best grades on the tests and memorize whatever I have to memorize just for the test. Mm-hmm. That sometimes in different classes I may not learn the information that I should have and actually like retain the information that I want to retain just because I'm focusing on the grades. And because they like some colleges, if I want to apply to grad school, they're not going to look at how much I learned. They're going to look about like how much I got on that class. Yeah. So yeah.
See, and like when I, because I'm also going to grad school once I'm done here, I'm like trying to figure out, okay, if I don't do well, like how is this going to affect, especially the university I want to go to, mm-hmm. because it is full of highly intellectual individuals who are great at test taking. It's hard because it's like, okay, how do I prepare myself and how do I make myself the best applicant to a school in which they are all academias, in mm-hmm. which in education I'm not good at.
Yeah, that's true. Like on my internship over the summer, I had like the opportunity to learn in non-formal education, it's called. And it's something that I think in the U.S. they don't have as much. Everything, like, it's formal education. Like, you know, go to class, see the PowerPoint, take the tests, do the essays and stuff like that. But I went to this workshops, and it was, like, non-formal education in which you could do, like, projects and you would work with other people to, like, actually create a change in the community and stuff mm-hmm. like that. That I would love, actually, like, I was thinking going to grad school in a university that it's, like, academia-wise and, like, a very prestige school. But now that I've kind of, like, experienced this different kind of, like, world of education, I think that I'm not, like, trying to apply to those, like, incredibly prestigious schools. Mm-hmm. Like, if I could do the same in other schools and actually learn something more, I would.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. Because yeah,
it's so hard.
I feel like when it comes to, like, picking your schools, like, I chose Lindenwood because, first, it was close to home. Like, I'm only 7 mm-hmm. hours away from home. Second, it had a good stage management program. And third, it was in the Midwest, and I was able to, you know,
stay in the Midwest.
Stay in the Midwest, and I was able to explore and just kind of be my own person, but having that safety blanket mm-hmm. somewhat nearby. It wasn't attached to me, in which I could just go home whenever I wanted to, but it was nearby. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to picking, you know, graduate programs, I'm like, okay, which program has the best?
It's going to benefit you in the future.
Yes, and you know, those prestigious schools
are the ones
that have some of the best mm-hmm. arts management programs in the country. And I could live in a state that's absolutely stunning. And like, I get to say I go to Yale mm-hmm. or Boston University, which would be so fun.
Yeah.
We're manifesting at Yale.
Yeah, manifesting.
Manifesting. Just like I can't say I'm broke. We're manifesting unbrokenness.
And greatness.
Okay, so what is, let's be completely transparent, because I think it's important that we talk about this. Mm-hmm. What's your grade point average right now?
3.9. 3.51. Yeah.
Do you think, knowing that, do you think you think differently of me?
No.
I don't think differently of you. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
But I think differently of myself. And that's something that we talked about, like, last podcast that we did together, about, like, how we, like, if we talk the same way that we talk to ourselves to someone else, mm-hmm. that would be completely destructive, like, destructive to the person and super mean. But how we see ourselves, that's something, I don't know, like, if I have, like, a 3.5, just as I had in high school, like I would see myself as like a kind of like a failure in the sense that, I don't know, like I could do better, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But then at the same time, like I see you and you're my friend and stuff like that. And I feel like that's amazing. Like, you know, so it's kind of like how you see yourself and how do you relate to your grades. Mm-hmm. And of course, like my parents probably play a role on that. And like, same. Like in college, in high school, it didn't matter that much. But in college, it's kind of like, you know, I tell them, oh, I had a B. And they're like, what? Like, what does it mean? Like, why didn't you try better or stuff like that, right? So I feel like that would also affect how my parents see myself, even though like it's not really mm-hmm. how they like it, they wouldn't care.
They wouldn't love you less.
Yeah, exactly. But just like, I just like I still overthink about it.
Yeah,
you know, which just sucks.
I went to therapy and I was telling him, I was like, I'm a bad stage manager. I'm horrible. I can't do my You're job amazing. Right. And she was like, okay, I need you to just step out of your body. Just take yourself out of the situation and just watch yourself talk to yourself. Would you, and like pretend you're a friend, would you let anyone talk to you the way you're talking to yourself? And I was like, no, it's kind of mean. She's like, exactly. Really stop mean. Being mean to yourself. And yeah. I feel like so often when it comes to grades and when it comes to school, you know, making a mistake on a test or making a mistake
failing in a project
or failing a test, we're like, oh my gosh, I have failed. I'm going to become homeless. At no point would we ever say that to a person we care about, mm-hmm. but yet we do it so often to ourselves and we put ourselves at such a higher
standard
that it's not fair sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like after this semester, I'm going to get like my grades to like 3.8 something. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
And I'm proud of you.
And but low key, I want to cry sometimes. And I'm like, holy moly! Like I'm gonna lower like my grade average. And honestly, it doesn't matter. Like the difference between a 3.9 and a 3.5, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you apply to a job, I mean, they're not gonna really care about like if someone had a 3.4 and a 3.6 or like a 3.9.
Exactly. As long as you graduated.
As long as you graduated, it's like, and you had like some, like professional development while you were in school. Mm-hmm. That's what they're gonna see.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, like we kind of like push ourselves to be like this like 4.0 students, you know, and being the 3% of the university when it comes to grade average, like that says something about who we are as a person. No, mm-hmm. that doesn't say anything. That exactly. just says that you can take tests well. That just says that, you know, you can prepare for a test. Mm-hmm. And even it doesn't say, like, how much you studied. Because, like, as you said, like, for you, it could be harder to take a test than for other people. And it doesn't mean that you study less. That probably means that you study more because it's harder for you.
I would get so mad when one of my friends would be like, oh, I got an A on that test. And I was like, oh, what was your way of studying? And I got like a C. I was like, how did you study? And she's like, study. I did it. I was like,
okay, I feel like people that say that they don't study.
I will choke you.
People say that they don't study. They don't actually
choke you.
Like,
I just lose my mind. I'm like, I spent an all-nighter. I'm crying. I'm like stressed the hell out. And you're like, didn't study.
And I feel like you have such like, from being your friend, like you have such a great knowledge of stuff and you're like a smart person. You have great creativity and like other skills that are important for like the workforce anyway. Mm-hmm. And for society as a whole, that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're great. Like your grade average. It doesn't matter at all. Cause you're so much smarter than me and
inaccurate.
Yes. It is accurate. And like you have such a creativity that maybe sometimes I wouldn't have. So like what's the difference between our grades? That doesn't set your value in society. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, we're kind of wrapping up. So is there anything specific else you'd like to talk about when it comes to grades?
No. Just find your value outside your grades. That includes myself.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's important to find your value outside of your grades. And even though we understand that it does matter,
mm-hmm.
you also, need to separate yourself and not be as hard as on yourself when mm-hmm. it comes to your grades, and just be like, you know, I am trying my best. I'm doing everything I can. Give yourself a little more grace.
Exactly. And allow yourself to fail sometimes, because that happens and it's not bad.
Just with my macroeconomics class.
Just like my international business course.
Look, that teacher is phenomenal. She's heard me cry many times.
Mine was amazing too. I just sucked at the class.
Me too. You know, it's okay. All right. Well, and with that note, this is the Roarcast. I'm going to keep doing it. It's kind of fun. And you hope you have a great day and a rest of your homecoming. Mm-mm.